Welcome to Lesson 3 of Rephrase Your Relationship. I'm Brent Peake, and today we're diving into one of the most transformative words you can introduce into your communication repertoire, however. This simple conjunction can dramatically shift the tone and outcome of your conversations, fostering hope and perspective even in difficult moments. However is a powerful tool rooted in the concept of dialectical thinking. Dialectical thinking involves holding two seemingly opposite ideas at the same time and finding a way to integrate them. It's about recognizing that life, and especially relationships, are not black and white, but a continuum of grays. In communication, using however helps to bridge the gap between these opposites, allowing for a more nuanced and comprehensive view of the situation at hand. A well-crafted however statement starts by acknowledging a negative or less desirable thought or situation. This is crucial because it validates the feelings or concerns that are present, showing that you are not dismissing them. Then, after saying however, you introduce a positive or balancing thought. This structure is effective because it doesn't negate the initial part of the statement. Instead, it expands the perspective, allowing for a recognition that while things might be tough, there are also elements of hope or progress. Here are three examples of good, however, statements. Number one, we've been having a tough time agreeing on this issue. However, I appreciate how open you are to discussing it patiently. Number two, this week has been incredibly stressful for both of us. However, I'm grateful that we make it through tough times. Number three, I noticed you seemed upset when I brought up my concerns earlier. However, I want you to know that I'm committed to working through this. Placing the negative thought first in these statements accomplishes two significant things. First, validation. It shows that you acknowledge the reality of the situation or the feelings involved, which is essential for building trust and empathy. And second, optimism. It helps to leave the conversation on a hopeful note and outlook, encouraging both parties to focus on solutions and possibilities rather than dwelling solely on the problems. When we neglect to use balancing phrases like however in our conversations, the dialogue can skew heavily toward the negative. This consistent focus on negative aspects can breed pessimism and hopelessness. In a relationship, this can create an atmosphere of despair or fatalism where challenges start to appear insurmountable and solutions seem out of reach. Furthermore, without the balance provided by however, discussions are more likely to escalate into blame and argument. This lack of moderation can lead each partner to dig in their heels, prioritizing defending their stance over understanding or resolving the issue. The absence of however removes an opportunity to shift the focus from problem orientation to a more solution-oriented dialogue. This can diminish the feelings of closeness and partnership, making it more difficult to connect on a deeper emotional level. On the other hand, effectively using however in conversations can significantly enhance the dialogue by promoting a more positive and proactive attitude. By shifting the focus from solely what is wrong to what can be done about it, however fosters a solution-oriented approach. This adjustment in perspective encourages both parties to think constructively and collaboratively about overcoming obstacles rather than being bogged down by them. Additionally, however serves as a powerful tool for reducing conflict within discussions. By acknowledging different aspects of a situation, it naturally softens potential confrontations. This phrase acts as a bridge, connecting differing viewpoints and paving the way to finding common ground. The inclusion of however can therefore make it much easier to navigate disputes and reach mutual understanding without escalating tension. This simple conjunction reinforces the idea that you are in this together, facing challenges as a team. It underscores a mutual commitment to the relationship and a shared effort in problem solving, which can significantly deepen the sense of partnership and unity over time. Let's look at some scenarios where, however, changes the conversation. Scenario 1. Your partner has forgotten to do something important, and you're feeling frustrated. Without, however, it might sound like this. You forgot to pay the electric bill again. You're always so careless. With, however, you might say this. You forgot to pay the electric bill again, which is really frustrating. However, I know you've been overwhelmed at work and am open to discussing how I can help you with this in the future. This statement shifts from a simple expression of frustration and blame to an acknowledgement of the partner's current stress and a willingness to assist. This not only diffuses potential defensiveness, but also fosters a spirit of teamwork and support. Scenario 2. You're both exhausted from work and have been arguing more frequently. Without, however, you might say this. We're both so cranky these days, it feels like we're always at each other's throats. But with, however, you might say, we're both so cranky these days, and it's tough. However, it's because we're both so busy with our jobs, and we just need to find a better way to unwind. This statement helps reframe the situation from one of mutual irritation to a shared challenge caused by external pressures, suggesting a collaborative search for solutions. Both examples demonstrate how, however, can pivot a conversation from conflict or blame to understanding and cooperative problem-solving, emphasizing the relationship's resilience and adaptability in facing life's stresses together. Now I'd like you to think of a recent conflict or negative situation in your relationship. Try to formulate a however statement about it. Start with the negative aspect, acknowledging it fully, then pivot using however, and introduce a positive or hopeful perspective. Share this with your partner, or write it down if you're doing this exercise solo. Remember, the goal of however is not to dismiss the negative, but to contextualize it within a broader, more hopeful perspective. Practice this regularly, and you'll notice a significant shift in the tone and outcome of your conversations. Thank you for joining me for this lesson of Rephrase Your Relationship. Join me next time as we explore the phrase, I could be wrong.